This is Teenage Sports with your host, Michael Barra, by myself today. I'll probably have Boom on back again soon, but I just wanted to do a quick rundown of the NFL. We were hoping to do a podcast every week, but we had some issues and we just haven't gotten back to it. But see Boom on very soon. But let's just go through some of the divisions. It's had a really good, fun NFL this year. We're going to start with the NFC West, probably the most competitive division in the NFL. In first place, the Seattle Seahawks, a really good team. Their only loss is to their division foe, Arizona Cardinals, and probably the game of the year. Seahawks been really good. Their defense is not fantastic, but it's doing just enough that fantastic offense, probably MVP front runner right now. Russell Wilson is having a really good year. I mean, he's around a lot of good talent as well, and DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. That team looks really good. I'm worried that they're going to struggle going up against big offenses like the Chiefs and such, but if that defense can figure it out and they trade for somebody today, I believe today is the last day you can trade for some people, then they have a lot of potential to really just continue to move forward with this 6-1 team. Next team in the division are the Arizona Cardinals at 5-2. Their biggest win probably is the Seahawks. Kyler's looked really good. He's looked better than I thought he would coming out of college. Cliff Kingsbury, who I did like a lot, I thought he was a decently smart head coach, and he's shown that. They've been fairly good, especially this year, and they've looked really good. The D-Hop acquisition has looked fantastic for them. I don't know what Bill O'Brien was doing over there, getting rid of him for a bag of peanuts. But, that Arizona Cardinal team looks really good. They have the most points, or the least amount of points against in this division. Now, they could, I mean, that doesn't mean that they have the best defense, but their defense is pretty good. I'm pretty sure their best defensive player, though, Chandler Jones, is out for the year. So they're going to be missing him. But that offense is really good. It's really powerful. Kenyon Drake's going to be out for a few weeks, which is unfortunate for them. But I think they'll be able to figure it out without him. They still have Chase Edwards in that backfield, and that he should be fine to fill in that role. But the next team in the NFC West is the Los Angeles Rams at 5-3. Speaking, they're a 5-3 team, and they're in third in this division, should say a lot. Rams have been pretty good. They lost last week to the Dolphins, I believe. Tua wasn't fantastic in that game, but they were good. They were good enough to beat this Rams team that just kind of fell apart. And you want to continue to see competition, but I'm not sure if this Rams team is going to be able to continue to compete with the Cardinals and Seahawks. I think their defense may be a little bit weak. And I like Goff, but I don't think he's better than Kyler, and definitely not Russell. And I'm really worried still about that O-line and other things, but I think the Rams are still a really good team. I just don't know if we'll see three teams from the same division make the playoffs, but, it really does rely on if the Bears, I guess, are going to make the playoffs. So I believe 7 teams make it, but yeah, Rams sitting at 5-3. They're probably should try to make an acquisition today, but I don't know if they have the salary cap for it. They're a pretty poor team. They have a lot of money invested in Aaron Donald and their quarterback, Jared Goff, and Jalen Ramsey, their cornerback. So I don't know. Sean McVay, a very good head coach. So they also are sporting they're sporting the best division record at 5, or conference record, sorry, at 5-1. So the Rams could do it, but I don't think that they're a better overall football team than the Cardinals, and I think the Seahawks are going to win this division. Then the last team in this division, the injury-ridden San Francisco 49ers. This team has been brutalized. Jimmy Garoppolo looks like he's out for the year. George Kittle's out for about 8 weeks with a broken ankle, I believe. Joey Bosa has been out with an ACL, I believe. They just traded away Kwon Alexander. This team is decimated. And, I mean, they're going to go from Super Bowl to not making the playoffs, which is unfortunate for them. But I don't think it's coaching. I don't think it's anything, but they just don't have players to run out on to the field. And when they do, they get hurt. So, unfortunate for them. They were probably hoping to get back, or they were hoping to get back this upcoming year, but they're not going to make it back to the Super Bowl with this team. Probably move on to the best division in the league, the NFC East. I'm just kidding. The division leaders are a losing team at 3-4-1, the Philadelphia Eagles. They're terrible. Carson Wentz is god-awful. Carson Wentz is terrible. Sorry, I had to say it a few more times just in case people heard. He was almost outplayed by Ben DiNucci, a third-string quarterback. Carson Wentz is awful. That team is also super hurt. Their O-line looks terrible. They just got some skill position players back, like my boy Jalen Reagor. They probably won't stay They probably won't stay uninjured, but who knows? The Eagles team is not very good, though. But they're going to probably win this division because some of the teams I talk about later on suck as well. The Washington football team at 2-5, they benched Dwayne Haskins around week 3, I believe. He's not good as well. Not a clear trend here in this division that quarterbacks are not good unless their name is Dak Prescott. But currently starting Kyle Allen, he's okay. Not really at all, though. He's pretty bad. I want them to start Alex Smith, but I understand that I guess they don't want him to go out and get hurt again. But I want them to start Alex Smith. Come on now. Everyone wants that. But this team's terrible as well. They could honestly win the division as well. I mean, the Eagles aren't good. Who knows? Next team, probably the most unfortunate thing I'll have to say in 2020. It's been really been a 2020 year. Dallas Cowboys are 2-6. Our whole team is hurt, just like the 49ers. We're on our third-string quarterback. Our O-line has one starter from the beginning of the year, and he's a second-year player, and Connor Williams, I believe. We got Zach Martin back last week, but the Washington football team game that we played, we had one starter that was on the O-line. Zach Martin's back, though, so we have Connor Williams and Zach Martin. Nice, but both of our tackles are terrible. Our right tackle is an undrafted free agent, rookie. A center is Tyler Bedash. I was high on him, so I mean, I'm fine with him starting. And then our left tackle is, I think, Cam Irving. I don't even know who that is. But yeah, they're just letting people in. Defense can't stop nobody. They looked better against the Eagles. They got two picks off of Carson Wentz. And I think he fumbled twice as well. Yeah, Carson Wentz sucks, if I didn't say it earlier. But the defense is still terrible. Jalen Smith sucks. He's just not good. Zeke, we're paying a ton of money to do nothing. I was not in favor of doing that. And this should be any indication that if you don't sign Dak Prescott, we're going to look like this every freaking game. We lost to the Eagles 9-23, I believe, this past weekend. Last 2 weeks, we've only kicked field goals because we can't score. Ben DiNucci has not been good. I mean, he's a seventh-round pick out of James Madison. He's a rookie. I didn't expect him to really be good, but he is god-awful. I can go in. I may do a podcast another time, talk about a Cowboys rebuild that I would like to see that I think would be the best, but I don't even know if I want to do that because I know Jerry Jones won't do anything like that. Next team is the 1-7 Giants. This defense really isn't that terrible, but the offense sucks. Daniel Jones is horrible. If they have the chance to draft in Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields, they need to take it. Daniel Jones is terrible. I'm sorry. I just don't like him. He just misses open reads and just throws the ball into the other team's hands. Like, he's not a good quarterback. I mean, they got Jason Garrett calling the offense over there. It's a pretty piss poor team. They almost beat the Buccaneers last night, though, on Monday Night Football. Tom Brady struggled for a little bit, it seemed like, but Yeah, the defense is not terrible. It's not great, but it's not terrible. And I guess they can try to build off of that in the future. But yeah, this Daniel Jones is not your answer. I'm sorry, New York. But we'll go to the NFC North. The Green Bay Packers, they're not looking as good as I thought they were. I mean, they lost to the Vikings last week. Aaron Rodgers, he played well, but the last 2 weeks they've not had Aaron Jones, their running back. They're hoping to get him back next week. He makes that team significantly better. I believe they've already had their bye week. So they're just playing football from now on, and they need to play well because they'll win this division. The Bears are not a good football team, which are in second, so they'll win this division. But they want to go and compete in the playoffs. They need to mold together and be able to stop the run and not have to outscore everyone by 30. So, but Packers will win this division. I think that's pretty clear. The 5-3 Chicago Bears are a fluke. I'm sorry. They don't really score. They have a really good defense, but Nick Foles, unfortunately, is not very good. Mitchell Trubisky is even worse. Yeah, the Bears just aren't very good. I don't know how much longer they're going to keep Matt Nagy around, even though I don't think he's the issue. They just don't have a quarterback. Yeah, I mean, they're 5-3. It's a good-looking record on paper, but they're just not a really good – they're probably one of the worst 5-3 teams. They're just not a good football team. I'm sorry. Detroit Lions at 3-4. Lost this past week. I was higher on them this season, and they've just looked – I mean, they've kind of picked it up in their last five. They're 3-2, but I just don't know how you can keep Matt Patricia after this year if they have a 6-10 record or something. Defense is still giving up a ton of points on the off. Matthew Stafford is just not given enough ability to put up enough points. Just not a good football team. Matt Patricia, he needs to be one of the managers fired. Definitely way over Matt Nagy. I think he's probably the first guy that I would say needs to be fired this upcoming year, because I don't think the Eagles fired Doug Peterson. There's no reason for the Giants to fire Joe Judge after 1 year. So I think that should be the first guy fired, and maybe another guy fired in the 2-5 Minnesota Vikings, Mike Zimmer. I think this team should be better, and they just aren't. They beat the Packers. But the defense is not very good. If Dalvin Cook doesn't go off for 300 yards a game, then I don't see this team being very good. I love Kirk Cousins as a person, but he's not a very good quarterback. And they're really looking like they're missing Stephon Diggs a good bit. But at 2-5, I think that they could maybe look into getting rid of Mike Zimmer, but it would be very interesting if they do or don't, either way. Another pretty competitive division here, the NFC South. The 6-2 Buccaneers didn't look very good last night on Monday Night Football, but they won by a very, maybe a controversial 2-point conversion call that maybe should have been called for a pass interference. But this team looks good. This team has a lot of weapons on offense, and their defense is super, super underrated. I mean, probably the best linebacker duo in the league, and Devontae David and Devin White, I believe his name is. They have really good cornerbacks and good safeties. This is a very good young defense and very good defense in general. This team's going to be good. I think they're going to win this division. The Saints have not showed to me that they're a very great team. They've given up a lot of points. Going to overtime, I believe, last week with the Bears. I think you should be going to overtime with the Bears. Drew Brees is starting to show his age. He was starting to show his age 2 years ago. I'm sorry, Saints fans. That's how it is. He doesn't throw the ball deep. And, yeah, I know that's not in their plan. But, I mean, people are going to eventually just start playing short routes and being able to cover them. And when you don't have a quarterback that can spread the field, then it's not looking good. But they're on a 4-win winning streak. I think that they'll obviously make the playoffs, but I don't think that they're taking this division. They need Michael Thomas back for everyone's sake, fantasy owners. themselves. Like, they need to be able to throw to him to have a even better offense. And then I think they can maybe get back on track, but I still don't see them winning this division. The Carolina Panthers, they haven't looked terrible. I know they're on a 3 losing streak, but I think they've been better than some people thought, especially without Christian McCaffrey. I think this team's going to be fun to watch for the rest of the year. Teddy Two Gloves, as Boom likes to call him, because he wears gloves. Hasn't been awful. He hasn't been great, but he's been probably that bridge quarterback that they're looking for. But I don't know if they're losing enough to be able to get a Justin Fields. I mean, they're not going to get a Trevor Lawrence, but at 3-5, I don't think they're going to get one of those top guys. They may be looking into like a Trey Lance or somebody, but it's going to be interesting for that team. I like them a lot. I think they're probably a little bit ahead of their rebuild, if that's what they were trying to do, is rebuild with the new head coach and the offensive coordinator, Brady, I believe his name is. So, team can be interesting for the next few years. The Atlanta Falcons sitting at 2-6. They fired Dan Quinn. Good move. Heading in the right direction. Today's the trade deadline, so we'll see if they trade away Julio or Matt Ryan. I don't know who's going to bring in a Matt Ryan. I would assume that they don't trade him, but because, I mean, that's a lot to trade away Matt Ryan. I don't know what the return would be on that or if that would be worth. But, yeah, that's a terrible team. They can't stop anybody on offense, and they just constantly choke. So I don't know what they're doing over there. Move to the AFC East now. The Buffalo Bills at 6-2 have not looked very good through their last two wins, beating the Jets and who did they play this past week? Played the Patriots, I believe. Barely beat the Patriots by 3. Patriots are not a very good football team. So they haven't won big like they were earlier in the year. The Bills, I think they need to pick it up because I think the Dolphins could make a chance at winning this division if the Bills start to look lackluster. I didn't like what I saw from Tua in his first game, but it was his first game of his NFL career. I still thought it was a very interesting decision to get rid of Ryan Fitzpatrick when he was having a pretty dang good year. I'll give it to him. But that defense has looked pretty dang good. And if Tua can figure it out, I think the Dolphins could maybe pass the Bills. As much as I like the Bills, I think that that Dolphins team is still super talented. I'm going to speed through the rest of this a little bit. I'm trying to keep this under 30 minutes. The Patriots at 2-5, just a rebuilding year for them. They'll probably be back. I'm tired of people saying, oh, Bill Belichick, not a good head coach. He only had Brady. Just shut up. I mean, half of his team has opted out. He's running a Cam Newton quarterback. His team is injured. He doesn't have the player. He doesn't have really anybody over there, and they are still 2-5. And have came close to teams like the Bills. This is still a Bill Belichick team. They're going to come in next year and they're going to rebuild it. We'll see what players they get from the draft and free agency, but I don't think we're going to see the New England Patriots very down on the record and standings for very long. The New York Jets, they suck. They're terrible. Adam Gase should be gone. They're 0-8. They've only scored 94 points and given up 238. They're a terrible football team. I don't think Sam Darnold's very good, but who knows? He hasn't had help. They'll be able to get Trevor Lawrence this year and probably run him into the ground, unfortunately. So I'm just going to skip them. They suck. I'm sorry if you're a team of fan of them. Tennessee Titans are 5-2. They're on a 2-2 loss streak. Haven't looked as good, but this is, I think, is still a really good football team. I think they're better than the Colts, even though the Colts' defense has been really good. I think Tannehill's a good bit better than Phillip Rivers. So Tennessee and Colts are tied at 2-2, but the Tennessee Titans are 4-2 in their conference. Colts are only 2-2. I think Texans are not very good. The Jaguars are not very good. The bottom two teams, Texans are 1-6, and the Jaguars are 1-6. I don't even think Gardner's going to play this week. I think he's hurt, so they're going with the backup quarterback in Jacksonville. I still think the Texans or Titans are going to win this division. I think the Colts will probably make a playoff spot, but it'll be very close because there's a lot of good teams in the AFC, as we'll see in this next division, the AFC North. The undefeated Steelers. I have hated on this team so much, and I've picked against them in me and Boom's picks every week, and they always freaking win. I mean, obviously, they're undefeated. They just beat the Ravens. They should not have won that game, but Lamar is not as good as everyone thinks. Yes, I know he won the MVP last year. I don't care. He is not very good. When teams are starting to figure out how to stop him, he cannot throw the football. He is not a talented passer. He's just not. The only reason that he looked so good in passing is because people were worried about running on him, so they're throwing out a contain or a spy, and guys were so open. He's a generational talent, but he's not going to beat you in the air. And if you stop him on the ground and stop that run team, you're looking pretty good. And that's what the Steelers were able to do, even though they didn't really stop the run, but they were able to stop Lamar passing wise, and they won 28-24. Just stay undefeated. I think the Ravens will still make the playoffs, obviously. They're 5-2. Really good football team overall. Really good defense. Extremely good defense. But Lamar's going to have to figure it out passing-wise if they want to really make a good push in the playoffs this year. The Cleveland Browns, 5-3, third into the division. I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs because I think the Raiders are better than them. It'll just matter to who's going to be the seventh team in the playoffs, but Browns are 5-3. Baker's not a good quarterback. I know he went like 25 for 25 or whatever. He's just not a good quarterback. So you guys are going to have to admit it. But I don't know what you do as a Browns fan to, or a Browns front office to change that. You're not going to go draft one in with the 28th pick or whatever in the draft, and you're not going to sign one. So you're kind of stuck with Baker if you want to win right now. But they're 5-3. They've given up a lot of points, but they've scored a good amount. They've given up 237. So defense has not been very great. But this team, it's interesting. I don't know if they're going to win it all or win, make it to the like the seventh or sixth seed in the playoffs, but I think they'll be close. Bengals, y'all should be excited. Joe Burrow's been great. I'm still going to say he's better than Herbert. Herbert has a lot more weapons over there, I feel like, and I like Burrow a lot. He's looked really good. Going out and beating the Titans this past week, like I said, a really good team. I think his wide receivers are good. They just need to work on that O-line and that D-line. Both are bad. But if Burrow can get some O-line help, he's going to be able to hit those wide receivers. He's got a pretty dang good wide receiver core. I'll give him that. But that O-line is so bad. I don't know if it's worse than the Eagles, but because Carson Wentz leads the league in sacks, but it's right next to it, at least. But they're 2-5, 2-5-1. I think if you're Bengals fans, you should still be excited because Joe Burrow, I think you guys finally hit on your quarterback, and he looks really dang good. AFC West, the best team in football, Kansas City Chiefs. I still think they're better than the Steelers, even though they're Steelers are undefeated. I'm going to still say the Chiefs are a better football team. I like that team a lot. They got the best quarterback in the league still. Stop trying to tell me it's Lamar. Russ is really good. I'm a Russ fanboy. I love that man in any way that you want to think about it. Patrick Mahomes is still the best quarterback in the league, even if Russ wins the MVP. Just like whenever Lamar won the MVP last year, where Patrick Mahomes is still the best quarterback in the league. 7-1, good football team. The Raiders, 4-3, just coming off a win. I think that team can make the playoffs. I think they're better than the Browns. I really do like this team a lot. I think if they go back to their just pound the run and just score, have Derek Carr throw the ball when needed to, I think that they're a lot better that than playing like a big passing team. Like, they need to run the football, and if they go to and commit to that, then I think they'll be really good. Broncos took a game from the Chargers. Chargers are also a good choke artist in the league. I just still don't know if Drew Lock is your answer over there, but he hasn't looked fantastic, but I mean, he won them this football game, so go on him. But I don't know if he's quite your answer. But I think you could try to build around him and figure it out later on. But they're 3-4. I don't think they can make the playoffs this year. There's a lot of good AFC teams. But I guess we'll have to see. The Chargers, Justin Herbert looks really good. I still think he's not as good as Joe Burrow. I like Joe Burrow over Herbert. Herbert's been really good. I think Chargers got themselves a good player. I don't know if Anthony Lynn's going to be your long-term future head coach. He's blown a lot of leads, like last week. I think this team they need to work on defense a good bit. Derwin James is hurt. They just traded away cornerback Desmond King. I don't know why. They only got like a fifth or something for him. So that was an interesting move. Yeah, you need to continue to give Herbert help. Unfortunately, you're in the division with the Raiders and Chiefs, so good luck. And the Broncos. I mean, this division can compete with a lot of people, and fortunately, you're in that division. But this has just been a little like mid-season overview. I'll try to get Boom on here soon, and we can do a more in-depth look at everything. We can talk about our picks. We pick teams to win every week. I'm currently leading because I am a goat. Thank you for listening. This has been your host, Michael Barra, with the Teenage Sports Podcast. Tune into some of our other podcast episodes. We got some real good ones over college football and a bunch of other sports. So check them out, and thank you for listening.